The Old Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. O Israel, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? How can you say God refuses to hear your case? Have you never heard or understood? Don't you know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and wore out, and often the strength is weak. Even youths will become exhausted and young men will give up. But, you know, I like the buts and the ifs in scriptures, but those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will fly high on wings like eagles. They will never run nor grow weary. They will walk and not faint. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I titled my message this week, Strengthening Your Faith. And the scripture in Isaiah that I read is also about strength. And if you think about it, even recreational joggers will sometimes experience the phenomenon of a second wind. If you're unsure of making it another 50 yards or so, and when you're out of breath and that surge seems to come in new strength and breathing is no longer labored and legs are no longer dead weight, you can actually pick up the pace. Now, most serious runners, which I am not, can come to expect the phase of that run, and they learn to trust that even when their bodies are nearing exhaustion, that second wind will come. Scripture promises us a spiritual second wind for those who learn to wait on God and be patient and hopeful and dependent, and expectation is an important part of our faith. God does not often relieve us of our particular race or struggle in this world. It's also related in Hebrews 12. But he will infuse us with his strength to finish the course. So when you feel like you're giving up, go to the source of all strength and wait for God's second wind.